I need a microphone up there. I'm just going to
pray.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Outreach Ministry, where Jesus Christ is the author of this ministry. I am Evangelist Tanya Johnson. I greet you all tonight with peace and with love. We thank all of you that are tuning in right now. We're running a little bit late here, but we just thank God for all of you that are listening in Africa and everywhere around the world and here in America. We thank God. We're here at Holy Convocation 2012 Pentecostal Outpour International Fellowship on tonight right here at High Praise Kingdom Culture. And we thank God that on tonight we have our guest speaker, God is Rance Allen. We're going to take you into the sanctuary right now and plug in, get you plugged in so all of you around the world can hear this wonderful service on tonight. God bless you all. Okay, you all, here we come into the sanctuary. Thank you.
Regarding our registration, I'd like to remind everyone to register for this awesome conference. The hours for registration at our headquarters location is 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m., Wednesday through Friday. Also, you're able to register right here at the Cultural Center in the foyer from 7 p.m. until the conclusion of service each night. Amen. When you pay the $20 registration fee, your $10 annual dues is automatically waived. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? Put your hands together for that list. Amen. And the second announcement is, in addition, if you are a minister or if you're an evangelist and you haven't turned in your application form for your new or renewed license, you need to see me at the registration desk in the foyer immediately following service on tonight. You can turn your completed application in with your appropriate fee at POP Headquarters Business Office from noon to 3 p.m. Wednesday through Friday. Amen. God bless you. Let's have a good time in Christ.
Glory to God. We're going to have our dance ministry to come now. And we love the ministry of dance. We're so excited about these young people. They practice hard and they're ready to bless you on tonight. Are you ready? POP, are you ready? Amen. Come on and give God one more hand praise for them. And this is our POP combined dance team. This is the dance team from all across the country. One more time, put your hands together for them. Jesus' name.
Jeremiah 3:17 says, the Lord is in your midst, mighty to save, mighty to deliver. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. God has a voice and he sings. Could you lift a hand or two? Say, Lord, sing over me tonight. Speak to my heart. Holy Spirit, quiet us. Oh, God. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. He hears us when we call and he calls back. Mm-hmm. not there. But cannot I hide no place for your life? I'm asking you to dream again. Believe again. Take a little of me. No, I'm not on them. Can I lie? Know the plans I have for you. Then my desire. So I'm asking you to come again and trust again. Take a little to me. Now you're lost, take a little talk. Take a little talk. Release me. To accomplish what I promised you all. Take a little off me. Take a little off. Release me. Release me. No limit. No bounds. I see it all around. No limits, no bounds, I see it all around. Come on, stretch forth, break forth, release, enlarge my territory. Can you take me please? No limits, no bounds. Come on, and I see it all around me. Stretch forth, break forth, release me. It lost my territory. No limits, no boundaries. Thank you.
Together one more time for the chosen son.
I'll have to repay got some heels to climb. I've had some weary days and some lonely nights. But when I look around, yes, I can see your love. You know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I want to play. Can I play one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights, but when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my sad days. I want to play. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. Ask them who was the Lord. Lord, why so weary? But the evil was left for me. Oh, my weary eyes, they can't see you. So I'll just say that you're lost. I want to play. Oh, I feel so good to me. Oh, then this world, I need to love me. It's been so good. Thank you. been good to me. More than this, oh well, I knew you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. 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 So good.
Everybody in the room, get a hold of your feet.
some of me, then I think all his goodness and how he has to be free.
Some great things. I was glad
churches are ranging all the way from Florida down to Michigan. We want all of our Pentecostal Outpour pastors to stand so our delegation can see how the Lord is blessing us. All of our POP pastors, stand to your feet so you can see who are in the room. Amen. Bishop Arthur Bell, amen. We thank them all. Elder Pryor, and we thank them all for our General Secretary, Pastor Burnett, and also Pastor Eagle, who preached that great message on last night. And it goes on and on. God has given us pastors now out of Ohio. We have two pastors to install in the field Friday from Ohio, one from Indiana. God is blessing them in Kentucky. We thank God for what he's doing. And he's doing great things. Where we're glad. We're so happy for this great form of great pronosticators of the gospel who are seated with us here tonight. And I don't want you to miss, I brought one of America's greatest bishops and preachers that you can sit under and hear. Let's give it up for Bishop Lance Allen. National, International Church Mother. Dr. Joyce Hatton, she's the International Supervisor of Women. She will be presiding all day tomorrow. And the wonderful, beautiful First Lady of our speaker tonight, Lady Allen, is seated here in the house. There are so many wonderful bishops, and I have a difference. He and I have shared the same name all of our lives. When you see him, you see me, because we have the same name. We have the same name of our fathers. Amen. My father was a Clarence, his father was a Clarence. We're Clarence, and I'm so glad to have my dear friend, Bishop Clarence Morton, the jurisdictional bishop of Canada, all the way from Canada. We have another great man of God, my friend, now, yes, Bishop James Williams is in the house tonight. That's my friend over there. All of these wonderful, our national evangelist is in the house. And then we have our national Bible teacher, Bishop Horace Jackson, is here tonight with our national Bible teacher. And his lovely wife, Lady Sylvia Jackson. Amen. That young man that introduced me tonight is my son-in-law. He is their son. And we've just been connected down through the years. I don't have time to tell you how long we've been connected, but I was connected to their father. I was connected when he started this church in Romulus, Michigan in 1946. I was his musician. We're still together as a family. Now, Bishop Jackson says something when my daughter married his son. He says, no more friendship. It's in the blood now. God has brought us together through the blood, and we're just so happy. All of our ministers are seated out, representing Pentecostal Alpha, all the ministers that came with our speaker tonight. And we certainly thank God for our international dance team all the way from Florida and other parts of the country. Sister Austin is our team director of our international dance team. And, of course, how did y'all enjoy that last performance? Brother Kenny from High Prairie, Michigan. Amen. Get your minds ready. We're so glad for our state supervisor of women. Lady Harville is seated here in the front here. Let's recognize her tonight. We're so glad for the whole delegation of Illinois. Praise the Lord. The devil put attack them last night, but the devil is alive. We still go to our church.
When you're under attack, that means God got something great up ahead. Come on, give God a praise.
Hear me, Father. Hear me, Father. Let it flow like a river from the heavens. Hear me, Father. Hear me, Father. Let it flow like a river. Let it flow.
God bless you. Let's pray right quick and ask God to bless the brothers and sisters. Dear Lord, we honor and bless you once more today. Thank you for these people who have come together for this great occasion. Lord, I ask right now your word to be blessed. In order for me to do that, I need a fresh anointing. If there be any sinners, I've let the sinners say, I've let the saints revive and sick for healing and happy and set free. Anybody I pray, I'd love to see them leave this service with their heads held high, smiles on their faces. It's in your name we pray this prayer. We ask these favors. Everybody in the house said hallelujah. And amen. You may be. I am very blessed tonight to have with me at least a good portion of the Michigan Northwestern Harvest Ecclesiastical Jurisdictional Choir. And since they are so nice to accompany their bishop, I definitely want you to hear them sing. Matter of fact, Bishop came to our workers' meeting and he turned around and asked our president of the music department, would they come with me when I came to preach? And all he had to do was say that, and here they are. Under the direction of our president of our music department, Natalie Caldwell. I'm usually good at hiding my nervousness.
Amen. Now, clap as fast as you can. Look in your neighbor's face and
Now this applause is just for you. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for the First Lady of New Bethel Church being here. God bless you. The very capable assistant pastor of our church, the Elder Booker Dupree, he is here. And then we have so many great people in this pulpit. Oh my God, all these bishops and so on. And so, I don't want to mess anybody's name up, but you know, we are thankful to have you here. There is an icon in the pulpit. And I whispered in his ear, I said, sometimes I'm happy to see you come, and other times I'm not. Because he is such a preaching icon. Until if you're just not sure of yourself, he'll make you nervous. There's nobody like Bishop C.L. Morton. Amen. 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 I thought about sitting way in the back somewhere, but he said he's praying for me. Let's go to the word of the Lord. Don't want to hold you long, but I do want to meet this word with you. Luke chapter 17, verses 15 and 16. We have been busy, busy, busy. Just came out of our convocation this past Sunday. God really blessed us. I was in Florida last night, had another convocation. God bless you to get back home, but I sure wanted to be here today. Amen. When you find that passage of Scripture, I would like for you to honor God and do me the favor of standing on your feet for the reading of the Word. You see Luke 17 and verse 15, if you do, just say, The Bible says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And notice, y'all, and he was a Samaritan. God had a blessing for the reading and the hearing of his word. He turned back with a loud voice. What kind of voice? Glorified God. He even fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he wasn't one of us. He was a Samaritan. But according to the story, he beat all of us by going back to praise God. Are you ready to receive what I have for you? I need your help tonight. I need you to pray for me. Shake somebody's hand like you're never going to turn it loose. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, y'all ain't shaking. Come on, shake it. Shake somebody till the eyeballs spin in their head. You shaking them? Now, while you're shaking them, look at them and say to them, thank him while it's fresh on your mind. This is particular miracle happened while Jesus was on his way toward Jerusalem. He crossed over the border between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village there, 10 men, all lepers, met him. Now watch. Though they had to keep their distance from him, they made him notice them by raising their voices and crying. They said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." For they were lepers. Leprosy, according to the book of Leviticus, was a sore-like affliction of the skin, referred to as leprosy. It also denoted a variety of ailments of the skin. You could go to bed with all fingers on one hand. You could wake up the next morning and your fingers would be gone. That's how dreadful of a disease it was. Same thing that happened to your hand could happen to your feet. So it was a dreadful disease. And because of its horror, its loathsome effects, its rapid spread, and its contagious tendencies, most every victim of this disease was isolated from fellowship with the rest of the community. They were put in quarantine camps until a full examination had been completed. Now, if it turned out that the person wasn't leprous, then he could then be returned to society. But if the diagnosis was positive that he had leprosy, for all practical purposes, this person was considered dead to society. The moment I heard that word dead, John 10:10 came to my mind. It said, "A thief cometh to steal, kill, and to destroy." But aren't you glad that Jesus finished up the sentence? He says, "But I am come that you might have life, and that life more abundantly." Now, I'm trying to tell you, there is a strategy being used by the enemy to kill folk who even go to church. You notice that you can come to church and don't feel nothing? You come in dead. You go back out dead. Pastor can't preach you up. The choir can't sing you up. You are spiritually dead to society. And I'm going to tell you something. The devil don't mind you going to church as long as you get nothing out of it. And then he fools some of us into being quiet by trying to make you think that it's just uncouth for you to be waving your hand, for you to be hollering, "Hallelujah." And he'll tell you them 5 words, "Just don't take all of that." But if you're a real child of God and you really know where God has brought you from, you'll tell the devil in a minute, "Not only does it take all that, but even more. I will bless the Lord at all. Praise shall continually be Well, here comes your first, tell your neighbor. Touch that neighbor, just touch him. And tell him, say, it's whatever that is that's in your mouth. It's not getting God praise.
Some were politicians. communities, men with wives and families, and all of them breadwinners, some important, some not so important, but yet all together in the same place with the same problem. I got to stop there a minute. We're going to do some neighbor talking here. Touch your neighbor, and tell them, it doesn't matter to me how long you've been saved. For as long as you're going to be saved, you're going to have to deal with some stuff. And because all of us are dealing with some stuff, it doesn't give anybody the right to point at anybody else to become their judge and jury. Because as sure as you can point your finger at me and accuse me of something, I can point mine at you and accuse you of something. Oh, I wish I had a witness in here. And then you got some folks who are messed up, but they think because their messing up is not as bad as yours, it gives them a license to talk about you. If the dirt on your suit is that big, and the dirt on mine is that big, we both still got dirt on our suit. And what we need to do is what these men did when they saw that they were in the same place with the same problem. They got rid of their isms and schisms and decided that they would put their voices together harmoniously and get God's attention. Can I get you to talk to your neighbor again? Touch him and tell him, let's get rid of our isms and schisms. It ain't about you, it ain't about me. It's about God healing us. Let's get our voices together and get his attention. You know what they did? They cried all together, Lord, have mercy on us. You know what I found out? Too many of us are a little too saved. We don't even think that we need God's mercy anymore. I am 60 and none of your business years old. But every day I ask God to have mercy on me. Get your neighbor in the room and tell her, I don't have to get too old to sin. Jesus. So they cried, have mercy on me. Jesus, being full of compassion, took a good look at them and said, go show yourselves to the priest. Now, he took a good look at them. He didn't do a battery of tests. He just took a good look. Said, go show yourself to the priest. Now, when he said that, nothing had actually changed. But the idea was, if you can trust me, if you can believe me, to the point of being obedient to what I tell you. When you get to the priest, your healing will get there with you. You have to understand that a great many of the things we want from God are not going to come instantaneously. But they're going to come through progression or as we go. The lepers were healed as they went. Sometimes some things will only get better as you go. You know what I'm trying to tell y'all right there? You can't stop. can't stop. Touch a neighbor and tell them, I don't care what has happened to you, you can't stop. Now tell three other people, you got to keep going, you got to keep going, you got to keep going. Thank you, Jesus. And because they did what the Lord told them to do, the lepers were healed as they went. See, some of us will give up on God if he doesn't do what we want him to do when we ask him to do it. You know, we go to talking, well, I tried, Lord. He didn't answer me. The reason he didn't answer you was because you didn't wait on him. Isaiah 40:31 says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Will mount up on wings like eagles, run, not be weary, walk, and not faint. You didn't wait on him. And but if Jesus had told anybody in here tonight to go, that's the only thing that should be on your mind. Because I'm here to tell you, if he says go, and you go, you got to know that everything is going to be all right by the time you get there. Oh, y'all missing it. You're missing it. You're missing it. Shake somebody's hand if you're going to shake it up. And tell them, you do what the Lord tells you to do. I don't care what your problem is. It will be all right by the time you get there. Now the reason why these men had to show themselves to the priests, because the priests were the physicians and doctors of their culture. And when they were approved by the priests, and that meant that they could be returned to society with all rights and privileges restored. Now, in essence, was Jesus doing it for that reason? Or did he do it to let society and the world know that when he does something for you, he does it so well until you can pass anybody's test? Don't care what they say you got to have, what you got to do. If Jesus goes to work on your case, you may as well go ahead on and praise him even before you get the results of the test. You don't have to wait till your battle is over. You can go on and shout right now. I need to talk to just a few folks. I need a few of y'all who already know that thing you're going through right now is going to be all right. Matter of fact, it's already done. You already know that. You ought not trust your praise. You ought to pump up the volume on your praise. In the scriptures, when they were marching around the wall, the Bible said, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, you ought to praise God, because that's the sign that everything is all right now. At our church in Toledo, Josh over there every now and again will just hit the trumpet so that we know that everything is all right, and the whole church gets up and praises God. Let's see if we can get you to do it. Go ahead, Josh. All right. But as I close, that's right, I'm about to close. I want to point out one thing to you. And that is, out of that group of 10, all of them were healed. Only one came back to say thank you. Look in your neighbor's face and just come say, make sure you're the one. And baby, we have to understand that when God does something for us that we know we couldn't do for ourselves, you can't mess around with it. You can't wait 3 weeks later before you praise God. That's just like you buying a loaf of bread today, fresh, taking it home and putting it on the counter and not eating it for 3 weeks. And then when you open it up and bite into it, it may still be good, but it's not fresh. And in the same way, when we treat God like that, he did something for you a month ago, and now you give him praise a month later, that praise is not going to have the same power that it would have had if you done it when you should. In other words, a whole lot of us are giving the Lord a stale praise. But tell somebody from tonight on what they got to do. Look at it, somebody say, shove them, push them, slap them, do something, and tell them, you got to praise him while they're praying. See, because, watch this. When the nine didn't come back, it was their loss. Did you hear what I said? And any time God does something for you, and you don't tell him thank you, you don't praise him for what he's done, and that's your loss. Because God could have been ready to do something else for you. But he looked and said, you didn't thank me for what I did the last time. I'm in the habit now of just thanking him. Somebody on both sides is talking. You ought to get in the habit of telling him thank you. Thank you. Oh, Lord. Oh, my. Look at here. Here's what I want you to notice. The nine that didn't come back, although they got a body healing, their souls were lost. And what a tragedy to be healed in your body and yet have to die and go to hell. Somebody said, I'd rather ride a bicycle into heaven than to drive a Rolls Royce into hell. I'm a Christian while I got prayer. I'm a Christian every time he moves in my favor. I'm a thinking every time I get some more grace from him. Look at your neighbor, tell him that thinking every time. Don't be late on your praise bill. That's it. Tell somebody, don't be late on your praise bill. But if you late on your light bill, they don't cut your lights off. If you late on your electric bill, you're going to be in the house sweating with no air. And if your praise was like a utility bill, then no wonder a whole lot of us are sitting up in the dark. Can't get a praise through. And watch this is happening in the church. Do you know everybody that comes to church ain't coming to help you live Jesus? I need to talk to some real people. I think I can get some amens about talking to some real folks. Everybody coming to church ain't coming to help you praise the Lord. Matter of fact, some of them are coming to see if they can get you to love your praise. It has gotten so bad now until you have to take a survey when you come into church. on the side about to go to. You don't hear no praise, you don't see no hands in activity. Touch your neighbor and tell him, don't you? When you go to church, look for the back of that head that's doing this thing. Listen to hear the hallelujah. Listen to see if he's waiting in there. And then run straight down to that pew and say, let me in here with you. Anybody even want to be where the praise is out? I need you to tune up right quick, y'all. Just tune up. Put your hand on your ear and shake somebody's hand with the other hand and tell them, I want to be where the praise is out. I want to do what this one man did. Look at what the Bible says, and I'm through. It says, when he realized that he was healed, he was almost home. But then he said, I forgot to tell the Lord, thank you. I knew he so long. My wife would love to see me. I haven't seen my kids in years, but I couldn't even enjoy them if I didn't go back to Jesus and tell him thank you. So although he was almost home, he turned around and went back to where Jesus was. Look at your neighbor and tell him, if you haven't given him praise, if you haven't given him praise, stop right where you are. Lift your hand, throw your head back, open up your mouth to the next 7 seconds. Give him your best praise. Wait, look at here, y'all help me finish this. I'm gonna stop it if y'all help me finish. When you get to Jesus, you ought to say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, somebody that knows it, help me finish with my soul. Why? Now wait a minute, not only did he come back shouting and dancing. He came back praising God with loud praises. Let everybody in his holy name. You see, sometimes you ought to go home from church a little more hoarse than you did when you came to church. Look at your neighbors and neighbors, your voice is still too clear. You need to cry a little bit more. Come on, let me hear your heart. Hear your heart. And then the Bible says, woo! After he got through shouting, dancing, giving God the praise, so he stretched out on his face and laid out before the Lord. He thought about the fingers that were once missing. And all of a sudden had grown back. He thought about souls that didn't used to be there. But now they were back again. And he couldn't help it. He fell out on his face and began to praise God. I don't know if your suit costs too much. I don't know if you think it's too intelligent. But there's 12 of you. You're in here right now. God said that if he hadn't touched you, you wouldn't be in church tonight. If he hadn't healed you, you wouldn't have had your funeral right now. But he made a way. He made a way. And you haven't been in praise yet. He can't be praised. You believe he's worthy.
Somebody close your eyes.
She said, when you come home, I'll be waiting on you. She said, but all I want you to do is stop by the store on your way home and bring me some bread. Well, I went out, finished my day's work, came back home, pulled up in the garage. I could smell them pork chops cooking. I come in the house as happy as I could be. She said, your dinner is ready. Then she looked at me and said, did you bring the bread I told you about? I said, oh, baby, I forgot to bring the bread. She looked me right in the face and said, see, you should have done it while it was fresh on your mind. Look at your neighbor, take them by the hand, take somebody by the hand and talk right into their face and tell them that don't be guilty of being laid on your praise. But praise the Lord. Praise him right now. Give him a prayer, praise. It's the things God's already done for you. And you didn't give him praise for that. The things he's doing for you right now, and some of you are still reluctant to praise. And listen here. God is going to do some things in your future that's going to absolutely blow your mind. I'm not going to ask you to praise him for what he already done, although you owe him. I'm not going to ask you to praise him for what he's doing right now, although you owe him. But I am going to ask you to give him that praise for what you believe he's going to do. And when you give him that, somebody ought to be running, somebody ought to be dancing, somebody ought to be shouting. Yeah. We're going to end it like this. Everybody that believes that God ought to get a fresh praise from you, I'm going to count to three, and I want you to come out from them pews and shake at least three hands and tell those three people, let's give him a fresh praise. Y'all ready? One, two, three. Come on out. Come on. Tell everybody. Give it a fresh praise. Give him a fresh praise. Praise the Lord of Lords. Ain't nobody do what you do. Somebody lift your hands and help me say, glory, glory, glory. There's somebody in here, nobody knows what you've been through. But just by the way you praise the Lord, should be an indication that you don't look like what you've been through. Anybody been through some real situation? Come on, let's be transparent with others. And the devil tried to actually kill you, tried to lay you down on your sick bed and turn it into your death bed. But God touched and healed your body. Gave you a miracle. Thank you, Jesus. There ought to always be some fruit in your mouth to present to God. God bless your heart. Let me see the hands of everybody in the room who knows that you are saved. You know you're saved. Amen. Thank God for salvation. Now, if you're not saved, I'm not hung up on how you get saved. All I want you to do is be saved. If you're here and you know you need to be saved, come and let us introduce you to Jesus. Come on, church. Everybody ought to get happy. Everybody ought to do what the angels were doing. Okay. Bishop, I want your workers to go with this. Thank you, Jesus. Here's another young man. Come on, church, why y'all sitting like that? God is saving young folks. If anybody ought to be happy, we ought to be happy. If you need to think it while it's fresh on your mind. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all know something else? I'm as happy as I can be. Because even though I'm in the sixth decade of my life, God still allows my ministry to touch young people like these. And I'm taking it while it's fresh on my mind. Anybody else knows you need to be saved? Hallelujah.
Oh, my story is empty, and I am a bag of
Is it Holy Convocation on tonight. We're going to take you out into the mid-process about this great meeting on tonight. We thank God. A lot of you heard him. That was Bishop Rance Allen. And we just thank God for all of you that have tuned in on tonight. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have prophetess have some words, say something to you about this week. So we just thank God. So we want y'all to tune in on tomorrow morning, for more music and also the man of God in Kenya. Prophetess, we want you to we want you to have words about these T-shirts and what's going on this week to end us off.
Well, this has been a blessed night. The last two nights have been phenomenal. And we're so blessed here at 8809 Schoolcraft. God has been moving in such a supernatural way. Tonight, the Bishop Rance Allen preached us into a frenzy. Yes. And we're just really excited about this move of God. We're at a Pentecostal outpour. And I'm telling you, things are happening around here. God's healing, delivering, setting free, making whole. And we're really excited about it. And we're so thankful that you were able to tune in and be a part of what we're doing. We're grateful and we're excited about this great move of God. And I need you to just get ready and know that God is doing some major, major, major things. And so this is an exciting time. If you're anywhere in the facility, anywhere near us in Detroit, Michigan, then come. We're expecting an enormous amount of people on tomorrow night. People are coming from all over the country, and they're going to be here, and we're just excited about it. So we look forward to you coming. We are committed to $25,000 to the Cancer Institute and for research. And if you can hear God, if God will speak to you, tell you what to do, make your way tomorrow night. You want to be a part of this great move because it is great. God is doing a marvelous thing. Just God bless you. This is Prophetess Trisette, and it's been a plumbing, pleasing pleasure to be able to just speak into your life and say that God bless you is our prayer in Jesus' name.
All right, so y'all heard it. So we want you to tune in on tomorrow night. Those of you in the country that cannot make it or in other states that cannot make it, you can tune in tomorrow. Links will be posted up the same time like was today, and you'll be able to hear the awesome service live on the air. And also tune in tomorrow morning. Links will be posted up with our brother, Pastor John, there in Kenya. He will be calling in and bringing the word of God. And right after him, we'll be hearing some great music from around the world. So just know that the Lord loves you and the angel of melody loves you too. God bless you and have a wonderful and blessed night.